Good afternoon and welcome. You are listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. Well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. What the heck is this? Oh, it's Flag Day, huh? Okay, the 14th day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 64 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 74 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And kind of a little cool this morning, but, you know, still trying. I think by next weekend, we'll finally get into some summer-like weather, real summer weather, you know, where it's too hot. Let's see what we have on the itinerary. Dennis Hoff, Nevada's most famous pimp, wins GOP primary. And boy, we're going to talk about this when we get back.
Go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you soon end up dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaving looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face, a lawyer can get you undone. Say love. Satan on the south side of town. You could look, but you ain't gonna find it around. That's the same old story, same old song and dance.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, Dennis Hoff, Nevada's most famous pimp, wins GOP primary from Las Vegas Sun, sent in by Flea for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. And why aren't we surprised? I mean, this is the international corporate mafia government. And so it would make sense that, oh, a pimp, you know, he's going to be a part of the mafia scene. So, I mean, this is what it's come down to, people. I still can't see the learning curve here. Pimp Dennis Hoff, the owner of a half dozen legal brothels in Nevada and star of the HBO adult reality series, Cat House, won a Republican primary for the state legislature on Tuesday, ousting a three-term lawmaker. Hoff defeated hospital executive James Oscarson, heel face Democrat Lisa Romanov in November, and will be the favorite candidate in the Republican-leaning assembly district. Man, isn't it cool how, you know, under this Republican Party thing, how the evangelicals and the pimps have all come together and shown their true colors, that they are all one and the same? Hoff celebrated his win at a party at Pahrump, with Hollywood Madam Heidi Fleece at his side. It's all because Donald Trump, you know, the head pimp, you know, the president pimp, premier pimp, I guess he would be, was the Christopher Columbus for me, I guess. Yeah, if you know, a playboy, you know, that has affairs with porn stars and shit, I guess if he can go ahead and be president, this ain't nothing. It's all because Donald Trump was the Christopher Columbus for me, Hoff told the Associated Press in a phone call. He found the way, and I jumped on it. tell me, hey, people. Hoff, who wrote a book titled The Art of the Pimp, has dubbed himself, well, they're all pimps. I guess if you really step back and look at it, this one here, you know, is a prima facie a pimp, but they're all pimps, has dubbed himself the Trump of Pahrump. And held a rally. But thank you, I'm glad Flea sent this one in. We needed this. And held a rally with longtime Trump advisor Roger Stone. Hoff was in the limelight in 2015 when former NBA player Lamar Odom was found unconscious at Hoff's Love Ranch brothel in Crystal after a four-day $75,000 stay. Boy, howdy. Yeah, this, I mean, this is who you want representing you. I mean, well, he's going to represent, well, he's a corporate mafiosa. If Hoff wins in November, he wouldn't be the only brothel owner in elected office. Lance Gilman, the owner of the famous Mustang Ranch in northern Nevada, is a Story County commissioner. Voters in November will be voting on closing down brothels at least one of the seven Nevada counties where they're legally operating. The question will be on the ballot in Leon County, where Hoff owns four brothels. Activists are also gathering signatures to try to get the measure on the ballot in Nye County, where Hoff owns two more brothels in the desert outside Pahrump. He painted the anti-brothels effort as political retribution that's tied to his opponent, but Oscarson and the referendum backers deny that any connection. Man, I'm sitting here reading this to you, people. Welcome to the 21st century in America with a K. I mean, we tell you, when we say that international corporate mafia, we're not. That's not a euphemism. That's a goddamn fact. Pimp. A pimp. A pimp. Running as a pimp. Proudly as a pimp. A proud pimp. Most brothel operators in rural areas of Nevada, okay, they're banned in the counties. Most brothels operate in rural areas of Nevada. They're banned in the counties that contain Las Vegas and Reno. Hoff said Tuesday he's downsizing his business by selling off some brothels to focus on politics. I got to sell some of whorehouses and concentrate on the real whore. I mean, this guy here, he's going for the big time, man. He's going to be a major league pimp. Oscarson and Hoff previously faced off in 2016 when Hoff ran for the seat as a libertarian. Oscarson won with 60% of the vote. And that's the end of that story, people. But this is where we're at. This is where we're frickin' at. You lost your morality. This country is, it's a shithole, ain't it? I mean, you got pimps running this place. Isn't that a shithole? Cook County Sheriff's Office will enforce assault weapons ban in Northbrook, officials say. This is from Chicago Tribune. Cook County Sheriff's Office police officers will enforce the county's assault weapons ban in the village of Northbrook, according to village president Sandra Frum. After listening to comments from seven people regarding the ban, also known as the Blair Holt assault weapons ban, second article is some right to own and bear arms? Really? I mean, these goddamn pissant little municipality is going to take your goddamn federal right away from you? And this is what I'm talking about, you know, how the reason that we were sold on this federal government thing. If things are operating like they're supposed to be, like they were sold in them Federalist papers, the goddamn federal government be down here, with a raise a federal army to come put down this insurrection, wouldn't they? You think they might all be in it? You think it might be all one big mafia? Maybe? From read a statement announcing that village staff has determined that Cook County officials will be responsible for enforcing the ban in Northbrook. Based on meetings that our village attorney and staff have had with the Cook County Sheriff's Office, this is all admiralty. This is the military telling you they're taking your fucking weapons away from you. That's what, I mean, let's look at this for what it is realistically, because that is exactly what it is. And here's one of your good old boy sheriffs. You know, the sheriff, I mean, this is supposed to be one of you. Supposed to be his rights and your rights that this man's going to defend, this pimp. Another pimp or another whore. I can't tell which yet. Cook County Sheriff's Office, we have been advised by the Sheriff's Office that its police department will take primary responsibility for enforcement of the ordinance within Northbrook. And the Cook County State's Attorney will be responsible for prosecuting of the Cook County Blair Holt Act violations. That's what it's called, the Cook County Blair Holt Act violations. You sons of bitches. I mean, people, I don't know. I just really don't know anymore. I mean, people out there talking about going and voting and shit. I mean, you don't see this? You don't know what this is? Broom Red. In April, the board was presented with options for regulating firearms. Really? Does regulate fall under the column of infringement? You think, I guess they can regulate them without infringing. Infringing says if you fuck with them in any way, they're unalienable. And it's, and that second article, it absolutely says shall not be infringed, period. I don't know. I was hoping my law dictionary was in here, but I don't see it. I was going to look up and see what infringe says, but I already know what it says. It means to alter in any way. This is blatant, right in your face. Goddamn treachery. They can't do it. They do not have the authority. But what the hell? Go ahead.
Can't even disparage.
No. No, they cannot. But the fact here is, people, they're doing it. Now what are we going to do about it? I mean, it's like the guy I was reading about, I think it was yesterday, the guy who, you know, they went to register his firearms down there in California, and they came and raided his house and took all of his shit. If the founders, the people who fought for this country, wants to say, what the fuck are you guys doing? You haven't shot them yet? You better get with the program. In April, the board was presented with options for regulating firearms. Well, where in the fuck do these options come from? I got to get that. I'm missing something here. Second article, to my people's Bill of Rights says a well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, period. There's nothing past that period. What this is right here, and you know, like I was saying yesterday, the Bill of Rights, it was ratified by all, by the majority of states. It became the law for every state. And not to mention that the 10th article makes it goddamn good and clear that the states can't violate the Bill of Rights. They cannot, well, it says, you know, the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution are prohibited by it to the states. This is a prohibition for this state, hence this county, to be doing what, this is an open violation of the second article right in our fucking faces, people. Open. Just saying, fuck your second article, right? We've removed it. We're a municipality. We've removed your federal right. That federal piece of paper ain't worth the, well, that federal document ain't worth the writing on it ain't worth the paper. This is a violation of the law. This is worse than murder, people. Like I said, if the founders could see this, if these people who fought to get these goddamn rights could see this, they'd be like, well, what the fuck did we fight for? We told you it was worth dying for. You're sitting here watching a bunch of local goddamn communists come in and declare that you can't have weapons. We're going to regulate. We're going to infringe. What the fuck are you going to do about it? At the meeting, the board directed staff to draft ordinances banning the sale and possession of bump stocks. Banning your firearms? You don't think that's infringement? And your federal government, this federal apparatus, this fucking monster that is inflicting the tyranny on us, this was your guarantee that if anything like this happened, them son of a bitches, I mean, that's why you had a federal government. In case somebody tried to take your rights away. You know, you might have France or goddamn Italy or Spain come in here, and they'll take your rights away. That's why you got to have this big monster of mean-ass federal government so we can raise armies to put shit like this down. Oh, man, people, I tell you, it's gone. You better fight. If you don't, they'll take those fucking guns from you, and you like a goddamn coward. And I hope your kids are watching. You go over and kneel down by that ditch and get your fucking brains blowed out. Unarmed. unable to defend yourself from the tyrants that are so omnipresent that you have to be delusional or just a flat-ass liar to say this isn't blatant and in your face. And there is no fucking learning curve on shit like this. It either is or it ain't. And here it is. Of assault weapons with magazines that fire more than 10 rounds, amending the village's liquor code to prohibit that prohibiting somebody a concealed carry firearms for businesses with liquor licenses, and to look into how the village council could enforce the Cook County assault weapons ban. They are banning your firearms, your right to bear arms. They are banning. I mean, this is beyond infringement. This isn't some little, well, they started out with little though, didn't they? And we finally worked up to it today, haven't we? Now, the people in Illinois, you look at Chicago, what a shithole. The people in Illinois are on the front. What are you guys going to do? You going to take it? You going to let these son of a bitches do this? If you do, you surrendered your fucking rights without a fight. And that's what you'll be remembered for. In May, the board approved the ordinances banning sale and possession of bump stocks. Here we are, people. Cook County assault weapons ban is applicable and enforceable in Northbrook because both are home rule municipalities. No, there is no goddamn, we got our own little country here, you see, and it's a communist country. We call it a home rule municipality. I got news for you, you son of a bitch. You are chartered under the state that is chartered under the federal constitution. And that federal government can't do it, and by God, you can't do it. This is blatant. But did you see, I mean, this should be all, I mean, the people should be up in frickin' arms, literally. But you're not going to hear about it. You're going to hear about Trump. He went over to North Korea about 10 days ago, and we're still doing flip-flops and cartwheels and talking about that 24/7, because this is the shit that's going on. This is the shit. My voice speaking about this shit is what they're removing from the internet. They're removing all dissent as they're doing this shit. They're just going to do it. And either you're going to fucking stop them or they're going to do it. You can run, but you can't hide, because there is nowhere on this goddamn planet these son of a bitches aren't. They are the international corporate mafia, and they're here to take your fucking guns. You let them, and man, I'll tell you what, if you think about your grandchildren, oh man, being like a Chinaman, walk down the street, the cop wants to walk up and slap you around a little bit, slap you around, and you better kowtow, get down, and you better kowtow, because that fucker can grab you by the arm and take you over and pop you in the head and take your fucking organs and sell them. That's what you want. If you're too goddamn cowardly, that's what you want for your children. If you're too cowardly to stand up to them. This is unbelievable. The fact that I never would have guessed, I mean, 20 years ago, I would have never guessed that anybody would dare even write something like this down, let alone print it. But here it is, people. Why? Because, well, the people are just sitting there watching. We'll go vote. That's what we can do. We'll go vote this away. It'll go away if we vote. This is...
I'm going to go vote for a pimp. That'll make everything okay.
There you go. What if the pimp gets to keep his gun? Pardon?
Don't forget about the education part. We got to educate. Don't forget that now.
Well, you know, at this point, brother, you know, when I mean... What if they're charging us with tanks?
I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, thank you.
Something else, I heard somebody else saying that.
Oh, you're right, man. Vote and educate. You're right, man, because there's a learning curve out there that some people just can't seem to get around.
Yep.
Man, I'm not going to quit harping on that. I mean, they've quit saying it, but God damn it. You know, there's people out there that ain't quite as far along as you are. Well, did they read this goddamn article? I mean, what does it take to get you up to speed? A bullet? Oh, man.
I don't know, Henry.
Man, I don't know either, brother. I don't know. I know the people that if you don't want your grandchildren pissing on your grave, you better start standing up like you got a spine, and people better start fighting this shit. Go ahead, brother.
It's controlled madness.
It is. This makes me feel sick inside. Like I said, when you were a kid, man, I tell you, you know, you sold on this goddamn America thing. They play that national anthem, man. I tell you, I always got a lump in my throat, man. God, this is my country. What an awesome fucking country. How lucky could I be? And then to find out that everything you've been told all your life is a fucking lie. And then to see this goddamn, these punks who couldn't roll you over if you were dead. Stepping up to take your shit away from you. Like you're no, I mean, think about, you know, I bet you go look at these punks, man. Go look at these commie punks that did this. Go look at them face to face and convince yourself they could whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, because they couldn't. But they're going to write it down on a piece of goddamn paper, because they went and they got voted into office. They got consent to do this to you people. Now, how do you people in Chicago, in this county here, what the fuck is it, Cook County? How do you feel about the people that went out and consented to this? Did you go out and consent to it? If your name's on that, I mean, you people that this is happening to, I'll tell you what, if your name's on those voter registration rolls, or you've signed ballots, you can't even fucking complain about this, because you've already given your consent, and you've given your consent to everyone around you who didn't give their consent. This is what you consent to when you go out and vote. And I don't care if it's the local dog catcher or the goddamn meter maid you're voting for. When you register to vote, you're buying the whole fucking package. You're giving consent to be governed by these goddamn, this occupation.
That prime minister from Canada is a real piece of shit. He I don't know, man. He's like running the whole goddamn show down here.
Of course he is, because this is the crown heads of Europe. I mean, Albert Pike said exactly what they were going to do. This ain't rocket science. He wrote it down exactly what they were going to do, and here they are. This is the crown heads of Europe coming to take America back. And by God, they didn't get those guns at Lexington and Concord, but hey, man, the people back then had fucking backbones. I mean, Lexington and Concord's where they came to take the guns. You know, they came there just like they're coming to this place here to take these guns. Let's see how these people measure up to people 240 years ago. I've said it before. You know, I've watched the crossing and things like that, where these guys, I mean, rags wrapped around their feet in a fucking blizzard crossing the Delaware River. Crossing the Delaware River in the middle of winter. Christmas Eve. To go to Trenton with a fucking pike in their hand to take on a goddamn Hessian, because they wouldn't put up with this shit.
People are such pussies nowadays. I guess the only way they can respond back is to block you on Facebook.
Well, yeah, they'll block you on Facebook and go donate to the NRA. Well, here's your NRA at work, people. Boy, that's working out well, isn't it? Let's see, somewhere down here, they must have something to say about all this shit. I mean, they are the ones out there defending your second article right?
What did the GOA have to say about it?
I haven't seen anything out of them yet, but I would like to. I mean, I'm going to go check on it.
Anything out of them, period. They talk. I don't see no results.
Well, I mean, this right here, I mean, this is a battle line, people. I shit you not. When somebody, they come out and say, this is blatant. This ain't even the feds. This is what they did in Australia. And this is what they think they're going to do here. They're testing the waters at the lower level. This is when they need to be bitch slapped and curb stomped right out the open. They need to be hurt bad. Just for fucking thinking. Every one of these pricks, their houses should be burning down in the middle of the night. These are goddamn enemies of the people. Enemies of the Bill of Rights. And they're putting it down on paper. They're telling you straight up, fuck your Bill of Rights. We'll write down what you'll hand them goddamn guns over, you bunch of pussies. You ain't gonna shoot them. We won't even bring a gun to take your gun. We don't need to. All we need is a piece of paper. And you're such a pussy that a goddamn pencil neck, goddamn Jew punk can write something down on a piece of paper and hand it to you, and you'll hand him your fucking gun. Amazing.
Yeah, I was surprised to read that thing about the Olympics. All the NAFTA countries are going to be hosting the Olympics.
That's that one word. See that? No, that's that one world thing, Mark. You're absolutely right. Laura and me were talking about it. You're absolutely right. That's that one world shit, because we're supposed to be just a goddamn chunk. You know, goddamn, what the hell were they calling them? Zone. We're supposed to be the North American zone. We don't have any sovereignty. We have no sovereign borders. We're a part of the zone.
We're a franchise, just like McDonald's.
You betcha, with regional franchise governments. I mean, governors. Not a president. Not a Bill of Rights and a Constitution. A goddamn, we're a zone, an international zone with an international, and Trump is an international governor in the goddamn international, one world order is what he is. And that's what it all comes down to. That's, I mean, goddamn it, people, you've seen it. I've watched this shit, come to fruition through my life. It used to be the Olympics, you know, our country against a country, and man, we always got more medals than those goddamn communists because freedom always produced better people. And now you look at the teams and nobody wants to watch the Olympics anymore because, man, half the American team, they're not from America. Oh, we got this guy from South Africa, this one here from India, this one here. They've been doing this for a long time. It's just now coming to the point, the breaking point, people. Either we're going to reject this shit in a hard way or we're finished. I mean, and we can all go out there. I mean, the people who will not accept it can go out there and just fight them to the death. But if the people with the guns, I mean, if the 40 million people that should be standing up right now don't stand up with those guns, we're in big trouble here. If they start handing fucking guns over to these pricks, if they write down shit on paper, you don't have a second article right, give me your gun, and hand that to you, you hand the gun back, we're in big fucking trouble here. You try to imagine the people that stood at Lexington and Concord, those men with balls who stood at Lexington and Concord watching this shit happen. You did what? They didn't even send an army? You mean they didn't send a fucking regiment to come and take your guns? Just some little goddamn foreign prick who can't even speak your language clear came up and said, I have a document for you. This document say you give me gun. Yes. Yes. I'm part of confiscation team. And you hand the fucking gun over. Really? This is bad. I'm telling you people, man, this is freaking bad. We're at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. He is 12:37 Pacific time, and that course was Kid Rock with Born Free. Thought it was. Tried to live that way all my life. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in the hands of either the federal or state governments, but where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers, not having their duty to the people duly before them, may attempt to tyrannize, and as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens, the people are confirmed by the next article in their right to keep and bear their private arms. Man, that's pretty goddamn clear, isn't it? You know, what gets me is the people that, you know, they're afraid, you know, they'll hurt me if I try to keep my, what in the fuck do you think they're going to do if they get your guns away from you? They will come into your house and they will rape your daughters, your wives, your boys. I mean, these are freaks. They will rape them right in front of you. Anyway, what are you going to do about it? Look at how, what the people in England over there, people coming in their houses, beating them down and raping. Look at Chicago. You want to live? I mean, this is what gets me. That fear thing. You're afraid of this thing that you can fight. You got a chance to fight it. It's there in front. You have the means to fight it. But you're so goddamn scared. Why do you want to fight? Why would you want to fight it in the first place? I guess is the question you should be asking yourself. Because if I don't fight that diabolical son of a bitch, it's going to kill me. But I can live today if I just hand my gun over to him, and I can live a few more days. You know that speech William Wallace on the Braveheart thing? Would you trade all the days from now to then for just one chance? You know, this is people that were, I mean, they were fighting with fucking swords and shit. You talk about a ballsy operation. You think about going out in a field with a few thousand people just hacking and jabbing and cutting people, cutting each other to all the pieces. And we sit here, I mean, we are the biggest army on planet Earth. Our people are, but God damn it, we have to stand. We can't just let this shit keep going on. I mean, discussions about a high-capacity weapons ban in Indiana continue. They cannot do it. This is blatant violation of the second article. Here we have a municipality. Here we have a county and a state teaming up to do it. That is your federal bill of rights. The 10th article says they are bound by it. It is absolute law. And they're telling you, fuck you, we're taking them anyway. That's why the second article was put in there. So when they said, fuck you, we're taking them anyway, you're supposed to shoot them. It is your duty, not just to your country, but to your progeny. What condition are you going to leave your children in here? You'll probably get to watch the demise of your children and your grandchildren because this shit's coming like a freight train. You'll get to watch the deprivation. You'll get to watch the torture. You'll get to watch the genocide on your people. You can watch this whole goddamn country be turned into the Gaza Strip with a handful of Jews and their goddamn mercenaries beating the people down, plinking at them from across the fence at 200 yards with low caliber rifles so they can have some fun. And it will be when that day comes and you're watching your children being killed, murdered. It's on you because you didn't have the balls to fight when you could have fought, when it was easy to fight, when all the odds are in your favor.
Well, our natural resources don't belong to us anymore, Henry, so they don't want us to have guns. They can't. I mean, if we start bitching about that, they're going to, I mean, the NATO's just going to come over here with their blue fucking hats on and blow our brains out because it's their natural resources now, not ours.
Buddy, they're getting ready to carry out their main agenda, and that is the depopulation of the Earth. They're culling their herds, okay? Before they can cull this safely, I mean, and the way they're doing this, like coming at a municipality level, a county level, a state level, these little incremental things, it ain't like if just one day, you know, the federal government can, we're taking all the guns, I mean, but boof! I mean, the people would be, you know, across the board, there'd be a plenty of people up in, well, come on, you son of a bitch, okay, people, let's get ready, they're coming. They're doing it like this, just like Australia did it. Tell, you know, it's, oh, it's over there, it's over there. Well, they ain't here, it's over there. So you better get concerned about it right now, because I tell you what, there's going to be reciprocity at the end of the day. You think that they don't know that they can't do this? They don't know that they are openly, they are an open rebellion against the people and the Bill of Rights? Do you think they don't know that? Because I'm here to tell you, they do!
They only want 400,000 people on the planet, Henry.
Well, it's 550 million, I think, is what the Georgia Guidestone says for the whole planet. But that'll be the people serving. I mean, what we're talking about
I'm sorry, 550 million. Yeah. I stand correct. I meant to say million, not hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. The bottom line here is people, I mean, at Lexington Concord, I mean, the people understood that either they were going to be, I mean, they'd seen what that king was all about. Just as, like I said, I wonder if anybody was talking about a learning curve back then. You know, they were coming and arresting people, taking their, well, that's kind of what they're doing today, ain't it? Taking them into admiralty courts and taking their property away from them with no due process of the law just because the king said, oh, well, that's kind of what they're doing today now, isn't it? And then they said the people started tarring and feathering their asses and hanging them. So they said, we better get the guns away from the plebes. We better get the guns away from the people who are going to serve us, or they're going to serve us up. And so they did, when they went to come and get the guns, well, then that's when the people understood. The people today, I think they live in some kind of alternate reality where the things that existed yesterday can't exist today because it's the United States. This can't happen here. You want to fucking bet? It's happening right in front of our eyes. You better get off that learning curve. Indianapolis. Sorry, dude, go ahead.
The fact that the Guidestones are still standing shows how weak we are. That thing should have been fell 30 years ago.
I couldn't hardly hear that, Mark. You were breaking up.
Just the fact that the Georgia Guidestones are still standing, Henry.
Yeah.
It's just a tribute to how weak we are.
They put it up written in stone right in front of your frickin' face. Oh, they wouldn't do that. Oh, is that part of that learning curve? You're reading it written in stone. Nobody can even tell you who put it there, but it costs a whole hell of a lot of money to put it there, and it's guarded. You get killed if you try to touch it. But the learning curve thing, you see, I can't get what's being written there that they're taking the population down to 5. You know, that's billions of people got to die. They probably don't mean me. I'm probably one of the keepers. That's what I figure. I'll just, you know, geez. Learning curve. Indianapolis, Indiana, County Council members will consider a resolution that urges lawmakers to ban high-capacity weapons in Indiana. Blatant. Urges the violation of the second article, the removal of the second article. That's what that fucking says. Am I the only one? I mean, you people on that learning curve? I mean, you can't see this? It's just, you know, when they would bring up, even back in 1995, you know, when they had that assault weapons ban after, you know, they did that shit there in Colorado. You know, everybody saw it, you know, this is a goddamn threat, you know, and they got that one thing through, but it had to have deadlines and it was fought, you know, kind of shit, and everybody was opposed to it. This shit here is going on every day. What they've done here in Oregon, well, we got together last Thursday night after the orgy and the drunken party, and we wrote this down on a piece of paper, and, well, you guys are going to have to give up your guns, you see, because we're a bunch of faggot-ass communists, and we got it on a piece of paper, and you defy us, and we'll send some black uniforms over to get you. Oh, I guess you better just, you know what, save them the fucking trouble. Stick that barrel in your mouth and pull the fucking trigger. That's the end result anyway. If you're going to turn them in, I mean, and, you know, I heard Corky this morning and, you know, people bury them. No, if you don't use those goddamn guns, you're done. You better put the rounds in them. You better make sure that son of a bitch is clean, and you better use it or lose it. Bury them. At least Mark was right on with that. City council members will consider a resolution that urges lawmakers to ban high-capacity magazines. Just ban. That ain't infringement. That's banning, see? Go vote. The Community Affairs Committee will hear about the proposal at 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Councilman Duke Oliver introduced the resolution in April. He's asking the Indiana General Assembly, see what they're doing here? You got, I mean, even if you take all the state legislators, this is a handful of fucking people. A handful of them. That's why you had those unalienable rights. That's why you had the common law. So that a group of little of collectives and cliques couldn't get together and inflict tyranny on you. But here they are, this minority. You talk about a minority, the government's a hell of a minority. We outnumber them a couple thousand to one. The people that they're inflicting the tyranny on outnumber them a couple of thousand to one, and they're heavily armed. But a handful, I mean, this is just like we were talking yesterday about the doctors. Oh, there's 20,000 doctors out there decided you're going to take your guns. Really? I guess that's 20,000 son of a bitches we need to put in the ground, ain't it? We have seen, I mean, my God, look back at your history. Hand those guns over, see what happens. The only reason the people in Australia, I mean, they're taking it on the goddamn chin right now. I mean, you're not going to hear about it, but goddamn, they're unarmed, and the goddamn criminals will just do whatever they want to them. What's to stop them? Over in England, same shit. And then it eventually has to get here because, well, it happened there. It's like when I remember when gas was going up to $2 a gallon a long, 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 long time ago. Well, it's $5 a gallon in England. Well, I guess we want to catch up to them with all our natural resources. We should be paying $5 a gallon, too, because we're just another goddamn plebe on the international plantation, right? No, we're not. We are individual sovereigns. We are kings and queens, every goddamn one of us with the right to make war on anybody who tries to take our sovereignty away from us. And by God, that's what this is. Now, the fact that, man, the thing is, like I said, if this shit was at a federal level, then everybody would be all over it. But because they're going to do it like goddamn, this is why Australia did it the way they did. They think this shit's going to fly here. They see what they'll do is they'll start enforcing this shit like over there in Cook County. They'll start roughing people. When they go to do it, it's going to be a rough fucking treatment, like the guy in California. He's lucky he lived through it. But they're going to, anybody that resists, man, they're going to kill you and burn your goddamn house down. Get the coal oil out. It's just like what the king thought when he was heading to Lexington and Concord. He was going to make some hard fucking examples. Only he ran into some men, some hard fucking men, who put an example on his ass. Or at least his soldiers. We better be coming up with our men, and the men better be stepping up, man. That's all there is to it.
Yeah, well, when you get pulled over now, they're going to start asking for permits, and it won't be just about speeding anymore, Henry. They're going to start throwing a whole clusterfuck of new questions in with the mix.
Oh, yeah. You can bet on it, buddy. No, I'm telling you, it's just like, you know, here in Oregon, I can see it now. You know, the counties have come out. They're playing a game with us here. And they're all in on it because there are no constitutional sheriffs, because every goddamn sheriff violates the Bill of Rights every fucking day he's on the job, okay? But they're playing these fucking games with us. Although we're not going to enforce in our county. But then, just like, you know, they're talking in Cook County, the sheriffs are going to. But if the sheriffs won't, what if they send in a state force? Is the sheriffs going to take care of that state force that's coming there that they've admitted are coming in to violate your rights? Are they going to stop them? Well, we ain't going to stay. We're not going to be with them. We're just going to stand here and watch it. And I'll tell you what, when the people, if you stand your goddamn ground and you fight them, you're going to watch those sheriffs jump right in behind those state police because it's a fucking con. You better be ready to fight for your life. We've reached that point in the game. And that's all there is to it. Councilman Duke Oliver introduced the resolution in April. He's asking the Indiana General Assembly to ban sales of assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. State law actually prohibits cities, towns, mayors, and councilmen or councils from passing their own gun ordinances. The Bill of Rights forbids any government apparatus from passing any gun ordinances or laws or legislation. It is not bindable to the people. The ninth article says so. But you see how they play these fucking games here? Oh, they've asked the General Assembly, you know, it's just like the goddamn giveaway of our country. Right now, the good old boy Republicans that all you Trump voters put into fucking office are getting ready to hand your goddamn country over to the foreigners, aren't they? Just like we told you they would. Just like we told you they would when you were going out there and giving your consent for it the last fucking time. You are the worst of the worst in this goddamn country, and that's how you're going down in history. Make no mistake about it. The people are going to fight because they're going to have to fucking fight or die. Fight or die. It don't matter if you fucking acquiesce. You're going to die. Hand your guns over to them. You're going to die. The only chance you got to live is to fight. How's that grab you, cowards? I guess you better grow some balls. Because they're going to kill you anyway. You just like we've been telling you this shit all the way down the line here, every step of the way, what was going to happen. As sure as I'm sitting here talking to you, they're going to kill you, okay? You hand them the gun, they're going to kill you. You don't hand them the gun, you got a chance to kill them while they're trying to kill you, but they're still going to try and kill you. But the best thing that the people in this country can do is just go savage on them. When they come, I mean, if they may get me, I'm going to try and kill every my last breath. I'll be shifting another shell in and pulling the trigger. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going to live as a slave. I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees. It's that simple. That used to be the mantra of this country.
The Mexican gangs, yeah, they're laughing their heads off right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah. I mean, just like this thing in Cook County, that's in Illinois, you know, where Chicago is. That's what they want, all the people disarmed. And then these goddamn gang members can come in and terrorize them. It's just no different than what the king did in the colonies when he released the savages on the frontiers. No different. They have pumped them in here to kill you, to scare you, to make you think that, oh, I just got to go along with the police state because I ain't got no gun. I can't fight. And you keep going along with that police. Next thing you know, you're walking out to the ditch. You won't speak your mind. You will do what you are told, and you might get to live for a few more days, but that number's got to get down to 550 billion or million. And they're going to take it down because they're culling their herds. You're a herd animal. You got it? That's what they look at when they see you. You're a herd animal.
That one guy from Walmart tried to rob jack two cars. Each car had a gun. Thank God. I mean,
That's wonderful, Mark, and I agree with you. But the people, they see these fuckers dressed in these funky clothes. You know, you put on a black pair of pants and a black shirt, and it's put a little piece of tin on your chest, and all of a sudden, man, I can't shoot him, even if he's raping my wife. I just got to let him. It's the clothes is what it is. People have been so institutionalized into this fucking police state and this worship of military. I'm telling you, I'm sick of it. I watch it every day, you know, on the Fox News and all these. We got to worship the military. We're not supposed to have a military. Not to mention this military isn't our military. This is an international military that goes around the world committing genocide on people in our name to take their resources, defending my goddamn rights and freedoms. I just showed you that my goddamn second article is removed. Where the fuck are they? They're in another country. They're over in Yemen taking the Yemen people's oil for the Jews. That's where they are. It's worshiping. I swear, man, every day it's just, oh, here's Sergeant this or that. No, gee golly, he's just the one. Fuck him. Fuck them all. You're traitors to your country. At this point, there's no learning curve for you either. You got to know exactly what you're doing, don't you? And if you're not resisting it, then you're a coward. Or you're a traitor. Which is it? Because you are not a hero. People. State law actually prohibits cities, towns, and mayors and councils from passing their own gun ordinances. That's why this resolution is calling for Indiana law. You know, the state can do it. You local municipalities, well, they do over there in Illinois, but in this particular state, a local municipality or a county does not have the authority to override the federal Bill of Rights. Only the state can do that. It's like only the goddamn Congress can give your country away to foreigners, right? This same bullshit. It's all a lie. And as long as people keep clinging to different aspects of the lie that serve them, we're going nowhere. And then, as they're clinging to those lies, they can claim a learning curve. You see, I'm a hero. I want to be a hero. I'm being called a hero. And I got all the special treatment, all the days since I came out of the military, all the special. I like being a hero. I like the lie. It serves me quite well. Going in the ground, you son of a bitch. Just like the people that vote. Traitors. Derek, you can't call them anything else. And like I said, there's no learning curve. This is pretty goddamn clear what I've been reading here, don't y'all think? Oliver says he was moved to take action after a one-year-old girl, a one-year-old girl was killed in a drive-by shooting in March. Well, maybe if the people around there would have been able to arm up like they want to, they'd have got the son of a bitch to kill the girl. But you can't do it. It doesn't, the second article doesn't say that the people have the right to bear arms or shall not be infringed, except if the one-year-old gets killed. Is that written in there somewhere I missed? Because it ain't there. Those rights were more important than life. Like I said, you had 10, 11, 12, 14-year-old kids out there shooting at the British soldiers to get those goddamn rights. They put their they put the rights above their lives. Because your life ain't worth living without those goddamn rights. You're just a goddamn slave. Somebody's over you. You're living through somebody else's will. That's what they would not tolerate. That's what we're tolerating. They're doing it. They're not talking about it. They're doing it. And there's no response. What are you going to do, people? I mean, like I said, I am going to say that your grandchildren are going to piss on your grave. You're going to get to see their graves. You're going to get to see them put in the ground because you were too cowardly to fight to defend them. That I will promise you. Just keep letting it go. When that goddamn Chinese, American agent of the government comes to you with that piece of paper, turn over weapon. You just turn your goddamn gun over to him, and then you get to watch your children, your grandchildren get killed. You watch them put them in the ground. You watch them starve them to death. And you can know that, hey, man, you were such a fucking coward that you let that happen. Disgusting. We're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, people, I mean, make a decision, I guess, is The Word from the Trenches.
It's a two-step process. Disarm, exterminate.